thought I might give you a recording today in my John Maxwell register down low. All right, so from Seth Godin's blog, who is making you uncomfortable? Who looks you in the eye and says, given your skills, you could do better? Hey, you have enough leverage to really make a difference. What would happen if you doubled the amount you donated? Could you set aside fear and go faster? I know you're holding back. It takes love and kindness and confidence to bring the truth to a friend you care about. If you're insulating yourself from these conversations, who benefits? Yeah, that's a great thought from Seth. I think it's something that can really fuel us and help us to go farther, faster. You know, the world is filled with critiquers. Now, I don't know who gives them their credentials or gives them their right to critique. You notice that everybody's got an opinion about everything. They've got an opinion about the president. They've got an opinion about movies. They've got an opinion about other people's opinions. So it's hard to find the truth at all, you know what I'm saying? And it's amazing the amount of people who are out there critiquing other people. Now, what we need more of is being challenged. You know, critique, it, to me, is really, for the most part, can be negative. It's someone who simply wants to share their opinion in a negative way to, quote, straighten out someone or to point out a fault. But a challenge, you know, that's someone who comes alongside of you and says, I see something that's better within you. I see where you can do more. I see where you can have a greater impact. And I really think that we all need to have that type of person in our life. The type of person who says, you know what, here's what I see inside of you. And it's great and it's powerful and it can make an incredible difference. Why are you holding back? So let's stop critiquing so much and let's start challenging a lot more. Hey, be blessed.